testing 1, 2.
Now, to type note, she hit function 2.
Okay.
And then you tab down one.
No. Oh no, I have to tab down?
Yeah. I don't put anything in that speaker.
Oh,
I put everything in the notes.
Peggy talks. And then when I change a person, I hit
I wouldn't do anything. You're gonna send those to Jackie to do?
Uh huh.
I just leave it in the 1.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you just do
Would the gentleman like to call to order the meeting of the Board of Adjustment for March 21st, 2011. If you would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has everyone looked over the minutes?
Yes.
Any additions or corrections?
Nope.
I hear a motion to approve.
Approve that as written.
Yes, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Don't we have to have a roll call?
Yeah, I need a roll call. Mr. Carrasco? Mrs. Cully?
Here.
Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jurgens?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos?
Here.
Mr. Williamson?
Here. Our first case this evening is SC11-0001, Southeastern Products of Florida. Special exception to allow outdoor sales and B4 general business zoning.
Who plans to present? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the Ocala Growth Management Department. This first case is a request of Southeastern Outdoor Products for a special exception to allow outdoor sales in a B4 zoning district. The property is located at 945 Southwest 17th Avenue, and the display area will be on the south side of Northwest 10th Street. I submit for the record my written staff recommendation regarding the consistency with the special exception criteria and proposal of a number of conditions for approval. The property had previously been home for a number of years to a welding company and then sat vacant for about 3 years when Southeastern Outdoor Products was given a business license, business tax certificate to operate shed sales within the enclosed building as well as storage within the enclosed building. As you can see, they do have some display units along Northwest 10th Street with some vacant area for additional sheds and carports. This is the main office located and the parking located off of Northwest 17th Avenue. It was recently resurfaced and striped, including handicapped parking spaces.
Oh, it is striped.
This is the north side of the main building, the east side of the building. Some additional storage buildings on the east side of the property. Across the street is Howard Middle School. Another warehouse business is located on the west side of 17th Avenue, south of Northwest 10th Street. And an automotive repair business is located due south of Southeastern Outdoor Products. Staff has recommended a number of conditions of approval, including that the exception shall be granted to this applicant for this parcel only, limitation on number of display units to 15. The applicant has submitted a landscape plan that would meet the requirements for Chapter 122 for outdoor sales and display. And we would require that this work be done within 30 days of the approval of the special exception. Further, no equipment, material, or other items may be stored or displayed in or under the sheds. And because outdoor storage is not allowed in the B4 zoning district, any of the other materials that are presently stored outdoors on the site would need to be moved within the enclosed building. We noted while we were doing the site inspection that one length of fence was lower than the required 6 feet in height. You can see in this location where the fence drops down. City code requires, does not permit barbed wire unless it is used for security purposes and is on a fence that is 6 feet in height or more. Also, because this area north of the building is presently being used as a loading area, it is non-conforming. However, the existing use, he would be able to operate here without the special exception. But we wanted to ensure that if there were any sediment tracking into the right-of-way or erosion, that we would be able to address that. And I believe the applicant has some comments with regard to that. But with those conditions, staff recommends approval of special exception 11-0001. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
I just noticed on the site plan, that was my original question, but I see on the pictures that the parking is exactly parallel to the street. On the site plan, it actually shows the parking is angled at an incorrect direction for oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm. The parking is 90-degree parking.
So I just wanted to point out the site plan is different.
Because this is not a site plan approval, we do try to work with the applicants and are a little looser in the standards of what we receive, because many of them are not professionals to draft these documents, and that would be an additional expense. So we try to work with them on that, unless the board has an objection.
The parking meets your requirement, huh?
Yes, it does.
Any other questions? Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Hatcher, president of the company. I guess I just want to do a short version of why I moved over there. I used to be across the street from Jerry's Pawn Shop for 7, 8, 9 years, B4 zoning. I was getting, last year we probably had death and loss of $50,000 plus. With the invention of new power tools, you know, they come with portable battery-powered sawzalls, cut my locks, cut my fences, come and steal my trailers, load them up with steel. So I was looking for a solution when I found Parks Warehouse, B4 zoning warehouse. He had display, and I moved, thinking that this was the a security feature for me, my company, trying to keep people from stealing stuff, and I guess you can call it a little bit of ignorance. I didn't foresee any problems, but we now realize that the D4 zone is not supposed to have outside display without it. And I got in touch with Patty and Laura, and I did agree it's going to cost me in the neighborhood about $5,000 to put those trees and hedges inside the fence there to create a little buffer area. And I didn't realize, and actually until this weekend when I got back, I was on vacation, that I saw the condition for approval, and I do agree it's not a problem with the loading thing, because I can load on the other side of the building. You know, it's concrete, and that arises that issue. The issue with the fence, I mean, it's the fence comes across, as you guys saw, probably about 200 feet. It's right at 6 foot, and then it drops down for 100 feet down to 5'4". And the city wants me to take down my barbed wire, which that's tough, you know, because I'm trying to prevent people from stealing stuff. It's 12 feet. I measured it after I talked to Patty today. It's 12 feet from the sidewalk. I can't imagine somebody walking over there and hitting the barbed wire. So I'm just asking for a little leeway there, but on all the air conditions, you know, I'll meet them and with a smile on my face. Just trying to keep my business alive, because not allowing me to have outside display to sell my structures, you know, basically forces me to close the business here and look elsewhere. And that's about it in a nutshell. I mean, the only thing I would like to ask the cities to allow me to keep the fence that's been there for, God, I don't know, 40 years with that barbed wire. It's just a little razor wire, and it's 5'4" instead of 6'. Other than that, it's all happening the same.
Are there any questions of the applicant?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Park, would you be able to remove that section of fence and replace it so it's all 6 foot? That way you can keep your razor wire?
It could be done.
Oh. Would you agree to that?
Well, I'm not Mr. Parks, I believe. Mr. Parks okay. actually owns the property.
Okay.
And I would have to get with him and see if that was an issue with him.
Okay.
In light of expense, I mean, I'm already looking at $5,000 replacing, putting the hedges there to mm-hmm. create the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably try to take the barbed wire off, which is...
you need that as a security measure.
It's going to be... Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess that means like
the
barbed wire on the 200 cent, where it doesn't, I'll take it off, but it's going to be kind
of
ugly.
You may lose more in theft than you would just spending it to replace that section of fence.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because it seems like that's the only, that section is the question with the barbed wire.
It is an alternative.
Yeah, I can understand your issue with regard to the monetary aspect of it. I think from the standpoint of, we sometimes have to represent the city and the other public involved, and I think that my concern is that if we allow you to do that outside of city code, and an injury of some type occurred, we effectively expose the city to violating some safety rules.
I could say.
I think that's going to be the issue that would make that. Now, I don't know how difficult it would be to raise that piece of fence. I mean,
well, we looked at it this afternoon. To raise it, it had to be replaced. Because if you raise it up.
It probably would.
If you raise it up, then you've got
a little gap on the bottom.
I don't mean that so much. Nevertheless, that's my only reaction to your request for mm-hmm. that. I personally have no problems with what I see there.
Yeah, it's been there for 20 years.
Other board members? Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval with the city recommended conditions.
Have a second?
A second.
Yeah. Any discussion? Could you call the roll, please?
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mrs. Cully?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Juergens?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes. Now, you understand that this has been approved, but you will either have to raise your barbed wire or remove it.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. Next case, SE11-0002. Request for special exception to allow construction of an indoor pistol range in the B4 General Business Zoning District located at 3970 Southwest 3rd Street.
Could anyone that has anything, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence that you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Patty Hitchcock again on behalf of the Ocala Growth Management Department. This is a request of Brooks and Amidon on behalf of Gander Mountain for a special exception to allow an indoor shooting range in the B4 zoning district. Gander Mountain is located at 4970 Southwest 3rd Street and was constructed in 2008. It shares the site, although they are under separate ownership, the properties are under separate ownership with Northern Tool. When Gander Mountain was first constructed, they included it's an outdoor display and storage area, but as you can see from the photo, it is enclosed, loosely enclosed. And this is a shot of the side looking towards the west, down the side of the outdoor display area, and from the rear service drive. Gander Mountain intends to bring a firearm academy to this particular location. They want to construct it in the footprint of this outdoor display area. The firearm academy would have two classrooms, a live firing range with five lanes, and then two different kinds of virtual simulation that their students can participate in. And they have one already in operation in Lake Mary, and they are proposing additional academies in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Roanoke, Virginia, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Only the live firing range requires a special exception. The other uses would be permitted by the zoning district. We have reviewed the application, looked at the surrounding area. This is the service road with a large concrete wall that separates Gander Mountain from the mobile home park to the west. And then the other surrounding uses are two motels. Gander Mountain's intention, of course, one of the main concerns whenever we're looking at a gun range would be noise. Their intention is that the noise from the gun range will not transmit into their retail area, as that would be disruptive to their customers, and as such would not go beyond the property line, which is the city's condition of approval, that no noise travel beyond the property line. They have also submitted a narrative as to the technologies that they use in order to capture the ammunition and capture the lead particulate matter, as well as the lead in the air system, and make sure that that does not travel outside of the academy area. Staff's conditions of approval are that this special exception is granted to the applicant for this parcel only, that the range will comply with the range source book as prepared by the NRA of America, Fairfax, Virginia, 2004, with regard to the design and operation. They have submitted written statements that their ranges exceed the NRA standards. We also have the requirement that the live fire range will have acoustical treatment for sound attenuation to prevent the sound from traveling beyond the property lines. And again, they have agreed to that. They've also submitted a parking study. When the Gander Mountain was first constructed, parking was not provided for the outdoor display area. So this new use would trigger some additional parking under our parking code requirements. However, our parking code requirements are ratios, they're national averages. So last year, the city adopted a code amendment to allow businesses or users to prepare a traffic study that would be specific to their type of business and to their property to indicate whether or not additional parking would be needed. That parking study is being reviewed by the Site Plan Review Committee. All initial comments are positive that there is adequate parking on the site, but we would condition the special exception approval on approval of that parking study. I submit my written recommendation as part of the record this evening. We recommend approval subject to these conditions, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Will ammunition be sold on the premises at this particular shooting range?
My understanding is that you may be able to bring your own ammunition, but it needs to be manufactured. It can't be hand-loaded, and I'm sure that you could also buy ammunition at this location as well.
Is it going to be open to the general public?
Yes.
other questions? Would the applicant like to speak?
Good evening, Nicholas Messina with Burks and Amidon. I don't really have anything further to add. I think she did a great job of presenting what Gander Mountain is looking to do. The only other thing that I would add is, beyond the four additional locations, the Gander Mountain is looking to open these Gander Academies imminently. There are an additional 15 locations throughout the United States that we have already obtained approvals for. So this is something that they're doing on a national level as they go in and remodel some of their older stores at the locations where they can fit in an academy. It's going to become a big part of their business in Ocala based on its more rural nature, I suppose. Has been selected as one of the first for this to happen. And it is a not an insignificant investment on behalf of Gander Mountain. Each one of these ranges costs approximately $1.5 million above and beyond the money they're going to put into remodeling their store.
Good. Any questions from the board?
I've got one question. You've been given this list of conditions by the city, and are you willing to conform to those conditions?
Absolutely.
Good talk. Okay. No further questions? Any motion?
Before we take a motion, do we have any other responses from area, neighborhood, residents, anything?
We mailed notices to property owners in the adjoining area, posted the property, ad in the paper. We received no phone calls or written objections.
I move we approve the staff recommendations for approval.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Jergens?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mrs. Colley?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Have any old business? Here's your turn, and so, George, please.
I'll be shooting.